We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're looking at downtown's vacancy from the pandemic. Mark Scheer from investigativepost.org is joining us live. You've done a lot of research on this, Mark. When the pandemic's over, downtown's likely to be changed forever, isn't it?
Good morning. Yes. From what we've found in talking to a couple of planning experts, is there's a feeling that downtowns in general, and most likely Buffalo, will sort of move away from the office-based economy with more people working home and move to more of like an experience-centered sort of economy where you go downtown to have an experience or enjoy yourself or that sort of thing. So that's where the direction seems to be going.
It's really tough for downtown because there has been so much momentum in a lot of places looking to move downtown to have their business go downtown, and now you're going to be running into a situation where it's a big question mark if you return in the same way that you had planned a year ago.
Yes, I think what comes across in the reporting we've done is a sense that it's sort of a hanging on moment, if for lack of a better term. If you can kind of survive this period, and there's a lot of hope, of course, about the vaccine or vaccines, if they're effective, that things will get back to sort of what they were before the pandemic, but it may still take some time. So if you have a business that you had before the pandemic, if you can sort of ride this through, if you've ridden it through this far and can keep going, there's a lot of hope that people will start to come back out and the economy will click over again and things will improve. So that's where we're at.
What does downtown Buffalo's vacancy rate look like now?
From what we've, when we talk to people that from like an office perspective, there's some estimates as high as 30-35%. There was one study that was done. It's more like 15 or so. Again, it's kind of a transition. There's some people who are trying to adjust to the thinking that if the vaccines are successful, which they appear to be, by this time next year, maybe things would return to normal. Before the pandemic type of levels.
It's strange to look at it, though, too, right? Because you have the tallest building in Buffalo right now, which had been empty if we're looking back a few years ago, welcoming in more and more tenants. There's M&T Bank's name going on top of it right now as we speak. It appears that even though there's a lot of question as to how you're going to return to normal, there are at least a few people betting on not only a return, but a resurgence in some spots.
For sure. I think the general consensus you get is this has been extremely difficult, but with the vaccines coming online, there's a sense that things are going to improve, and there's so much pent-up need. And there's going to be so much pent-up demand for, you know, people returning to restaurants and bars. And in some sense, even the workplace. You know, none of us like to get up and go to work in the morning, or at least we didn't. But having been home working a lot, I think there is a sense that people will want to return to the office and see people and work out of the office again. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out over the next 6 months or year or so.
Mark, the closure of the restaurants and bars and then the restrictive reopenings, that's had to have had a huge impact on this, right?
Yeah, it's I can't imagine being a bar or restaurant owner through all the changes, I think that's the part that's so hard for them is one day it's a certain restriction, you know, another week it's a different restriction, or maybe a restriction has been lifted, then it goes back. You know, it's sort of the uncertainty, and hopefully the vaccine would provide more certainty and let bars and restaurants operate the way they've operated in the past. So you can kind of know when you're going to be open, when you're going to be closed, how many people you can have inside. And the hard part for them, I think, is that a lot of damage has already been done. You know, if you're a small business owner, it's a lot harder to survive months at a time with limited income. So they really are in desperate need, in some sense, of getting this vaccine rolled out and having people come back to being able to be outside again and visit restaurants and bars and do those sorts of things.
Yeah. Mark, hey, thanks for the time. And if you want to see more, check out Mark's story at theinvestigativepost.org.